Hey, did you know who the National Association of Broadcasters is inducting into its Hall of Fame this week here in Las Vegas?
Rush Limbaugh?
That's right, Rush Limbaugh.
You mean that corporate windbag who can be heard on more than 650 radio stations across America?
The one who has such a hard time getting his facts straight?
That's the one. Old Rush Limbaugh is being inducted into the NAB's Hall of Fame.
You mean the guy who once said there are more acres of forest land in America today than when Columbus arrived in 1492? He's who the NAB picked to be in its Hall of Fame?
Indeed, the very same.
The most famous right-wing talk show host in America.
The only trouble is he's a belching geyser erupting outrageous misstatements of fact.
And we thought you folks out there in the audience might like to hear, just for your own information, some of Rush Limbaugh's biggest whoppers on record.
In 1995, the media watchdog group FAIR, or Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, published a book entitled The Way Things Aren't, Rush Limbaugh's Reign of Error.
That book is a collection of literally hundreds of Limbaugh quotes, many of them not only stupid, but factually erroneous.
According to FAIR, and I quote, "From ozone to abortion, from Rodney King to Reaganomics, from Hillary Clinton to the homeless, Rush Limbaugh has a finely honed ability to twist and distort reality."
Here are a few examples.
Regarding global warming, Limbaugh, on his radio program for June 19, 1992, said, and I quote, "Even if polar ice caps melted, there would be no rise in ocean levels."
After all, he added, "if you have a glass of water with ice cubes in it, as the ice melts, it simply turns to liquid, and the water level in the glass remains the same."
But according to Dr. Donald Blankenship of the University of Texas Institute for Geophysics, Limbaugh is all wet.
In the New York Times on February 23, 1993, Blankenship was quoted as saying, "Most of the ice in the world is on land in Antarctica. If that ice cap melted, sea level around the world would rise 200 feet, producing catastrophic results."
In the matter of economics, Limbaugh would appear to be just as uninformed as he is on the subject of global warming.
For instance, according to Limbaugh, and I quote, "The poorest people in America are better off than the mainstream families in Europe."
The reality, however, is much different.
According to figures published in its World Development Report for 1994, the World Bank,
not exactly a Marxist organization,
reports that the poorest 20% of Americans can purchase an average of $5,433 worth of goods with their income.
This compares with $20,610 worth of goods for the average person in Germany, $19,200 in France, and $16,730 in Britain. America's poor are not even better off than the middle classes of Eastern European nations.
Nations like the Czech Republic at $7,160.
Russia at $6,220.
Or Hungary at $5,740.
We also mentioned Limbaugh's vacuous, erroneous comment about the acreage of forest land in America.
Here's the direct quote taken from Limbaugh's best-selling book, Told You So.
Quote, "There are more acres of forest land in America today than when Columbus discovered the continent in 1492, unquote.
The reality, as you might expect by now, is far different.
The forest land before European settlement and what are now the 50 United States covered about 1 billion acres, according to U.S. Forest Service historian Douglas McCleary.
Today, however, there are only 737 million acres of forest land, much of which lacks the ecological diversity of the original old-growth forest."
Limbaugh also extended this highly imaginative Columbus concept of his and applied it to Native Americans.
Here's the quote, again from Limbaugh's bestseller, Told You So.
"There are more American Indians alive today than there were when Columbus arrived or at any other time in history. Does this sound like a record of genocide?" Unquote.
Well, FAIR did some checking on Native American population figures and found that Limbaugh, to no great surprise, has got it wrong again.
According to Carl Shaw of the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs, estimates of the pre-1492 population of what later became the United States range from 5 million to 15 million.
After centuries of European diseases, war, massacres, forced resettlement, and planned starvation, native populations fell to 250,000 in the late 19th century.
Today, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, fewer than 2 million people in the United States claim Indian ancestry.
Rush Limbaugh seems to be one of those people who subscribes to the theory that if the lie is big enough, people will believe it.
And this is the man for which the National Association of Broadcasters is here in Las Vegas this week for the purpose of inducting into its Hall of Fame.
Sounds more like a Hall of Shame to me. Who are they going to induct next year? Joseph Goebbels?
Werner Erhard.
Hi, we're the Jolly Roger Comedy Troupe.
And we're here to lay some more facts on you concerning Rush Limbaugh.
This year's inductee into the National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
The NAB is having its convention here in Las Vegas this week.
And during the convention, the NAB will honor Rush Limbaugh by inducting him into its Hall of Fame.
But a few things about Rush you might find interesting.
Rush Limbaugh claims he's not a racist, and says he's affronted that people have made that charge about him.
But in the October 8, 1990 edition of Newsday, Limbaugh is quoted as having said to a black caller, and I quote, "Take that bone out of your nose and call me back."
The same edition of Newsday also quotes Limbaugh as saying, again quoting, "Have you ever noticed how all newspaper composite pictures of wanted criminals resemble Jesse Jackson?"
Or take film director Spike Lee's suggestion that black kids should get off from school to see his movie, Malcolm X.
On his TV show on October 29, 1992, Limbaugh reacted to that proposal made by Spike Lee with the following. And again, we quote, "Spike, if you're going to do that, let's complete the education experience. You should tell them that they should loot the theater and then blow it up on the way out."
And then there are Rush Limbaugh's comments on the NAACP.
Oh, no. I'm almost afraid to ask.
According to Limbaugh, and I quote, "The NAACP should have riot rehearsal. They should get a liquor store and practice robberies."
Did he say that?
Limbaugh has also accompanied mention of Senator Carol Moseley Braun's name with the theme song "Moving On Up" from the Jeffersons.
On his TV show on July 13, 1994, Limbaugh referred to a Somali leader as, quoting again, "the little guy that used to be the warlord, Mohammed Farah Adid Sahib Skyhook."
And then there was the discovery by Japanese scientists of a meat substitute derived partly from sewage solids, dubbed comedically the sewage burger. On his radio show on October 11th, 1993, Limbaugh commented, quoting once more, "I know where they could test this thing, Somalia."
Oh, and let's not forget the day Limbaugh was discussing.
This was on his TV show for May 24th, 1994.
A Chicago inner city school teacher who had been punished for formulating math questions that contained what might be viewed as racist overtones.
The question focused on prostitution and cocaine use, and one of them began with the words, "Rufus is pimping three girls."
Well, in commenting on all this, Limbaugh suggested that rather than being punished, the teacher should be credited with understanding, and I quote, "the culture where these kids come from."
Speculating on why a Mexican national had won the New York Marathon, Limbaugh, as quoted in USA Weekend for January 26, 1992, commented, quote, "An immigration agent chased him for the last 10 miles," unquote.
In addition to blacks and Latinos, Limbaugh has also some thoughts on the true nature of Native Americans as well.
That's right. Commenting on Native Americans, Limbaugh, on his radio show on December 14, 1993, said, and I quote, "They were meaner to themselves than anybody was ever mean to them. these people were savages, killing each other, scalping each other.
Rush Limbaugh probably doesn't feel that racism is too much of a problem in America anymore, but to the extent he acknowledges that it still may be a tiny bit of a factor, he has some really ingenious theories about where it comes from.
On his radio show, June 4th, 1993, Limbaugh said, and I quote, "To whatever extent this nation is racist, that racism is fueled primarily by the rantings and ravings and inconsistencies, the absolute idiocies of people like Jesse Jackson and Benjamin Chavis."
Now, all this information comes from the book The Way Things Aren't, Rush Limbaugh's Reign of Error, published in 1995 by FAIR, or Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting.
Well, my God! Why would the NAB want to induct such a man into its Hall of Fame?
You know, as proponents of micro radio, we frequently get asked the question, but what if right-wing groups wanted to start their own radio stations and promote racial hatred and bigotry? Wouldn't that be terrible?
Sounds to me like the people promoting racial hatred already have their own radio stations.